We are going from talking about celebrities that people love to hate,
yes,
to the Declaration of Independence. How's that for that a range?
We do have a real, quite a range.
We have range, yeah, for sure. So the reason we're talking about the Declaration of Independence is because it was signed on this day in 1776.
You're not thinking of the 4th of July?
It was not on the 4th of July, contrary to popular belief.
Okay.
Because I kind of assume that it was signed on the 4th of July, but no, August 2nd.
Let's have it. Tell us more.
So enacted during the American Revolution, the Declaration explains why the 13 colonies at war with the Kingdom of Great Britain regarded themselves as 13 independent sovereign states no longer under British rule. Mm. With the Declaration, these new states took a collective first step in forming the United States of America. The Declaration was signed by 56 of America's founding fathers and congressional representatives, but not on July 4th.
No.
On July 1st, 1776, the Second Continental Congress met in Philadelphia, and on the following day, 12 of the 13 colonies voted in favor of the motion for independence. The delegates then spent the next 2 days debating and revising the language of a statement drafted by Thomas Jefferson, and then on July 4th, Congress officially adopted the Declaration of Independence, and that is why we celebrate
July 4th.
That's
why we get the day off.
Right, right. But nearly a month would go by, however, before the actual signing of the document took place.
Mm.
First, New York's delegates didn't officially give their support until July 9th because their home assembly hadn't yet authorized them to vote in favor of independence.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. New York?
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Next, it took 2 weeks for the Declaration to be engrossed or written on parchment in a clear hand. How would you like that job? That's a pretty hefty job.
Yeah, just run down to Kinko's.
No,
can you type a copy of this?
Write that out by hand. Make sure it's legible.
Right.
Yeah. So most of the delegates signed on August 2nd. The signed parchment copy now resides at the National Archives in the Rotunda for the Charters of Freedom alongside the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
There it is. Okay.
Now, the oldest signer of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence,
right,
was Benjamin Franklin, and he was 70 years young.
Oh,
yes.
His kite, and
the youngest was a lawyer from South Carolina named Edward Rutledge, who was just 26 at the time.
Oh, kid.
Yeah.
Just a child.
The signatories also included then-future presidents John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, though the most legendary signature is
John Hancock.
Yes. His large, flamboyant signature became iconic, and the term John Hancock emerged in the U.S. As a metaphor for signature.
Yeah. That's what he's known
According
for.
To legend, Hancock signed his name largely and clearly so that King George could read it without his spectacles.
Yes.
However, this is not true and originated years later.
Oh, come on.
Although I do like that explanation.
That's a great explanation, sure.
Maybe he just wanted to, like, really stand out, so he made it, like, real fancy.
Yeah, he just flamboyantly signed it.
Yeah. So originally Congress...
Do you have a flamboyant signature?
I don't think so.
Maybe a legible signature.
Huh?
It's never been called flamboyant. It's been called illegible,
right.
Sloppy, messy,
right.
Lazy.
Wow.
Never flamboyant.
Okay. Well, we should do something about that.
It's not my signature. If you focus too much, it becomes not your signature. It becomes you just writing your name.
Okay.
I just got to do it like this.
Okay. All right.
Maybe I have flair in when I'm doing it.
Do you?
Flair.
Okay.
Like
I believe
this.
You. I believe you. So originally, Congress ordered 200 copies of the Declaration of Independence from a printer named John Dunlap. On July 5th, 1776, these copies were distributed to various assemblies, conventions, committees, and leaders of the Continental Battalions. But only 26 copies survive today. Most are held in museum and library collections, but three are privately owned.
Oh.
I'm not sure what you have them. If you are one of the owners, do you, like, have them on display at your house? Like, what do you...
You know, dinner party, you bring them out and show your fancy friends. Look what I have here. Check this out.
I guess. So after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt recognized the potential for the Axis powers to bomb the U.S. Capitol. So he gave an order for important founding documents, including the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, to be secretly relocated.
Oh, nice.
The documents were moved for safekeeping to the United States Bullion Depository at Fort Knox.
Oh, in Kentucky,
where they were kept until 1944.
Okay.
Yeah, they went into hiding for a little while.
Oh, yeah, sneaky.
So two additional copies of the Declaration of Independence have been found in the last 25 years.
No way.
In 1989, a Philadelphia man found an original Dunlap broadside hidden in the back of a picture frame that he bought at a flea market for $4.
That was well hidden.
Yes.
Very, very well hidden. Wow.
One of the few surviving copies from the official first printing of the Declaration, it was in excellent condition, and it sold for $8.1 million.
Wow. Did he keep the money?
In 2000. Did he keep the money? I would think so.
So he got to say, well, sometimes when you find these things, you feel like you have to donate them because
they're
part of history.
I don't know. I don't know if that was a private, one of the private collect people that bought it. I don't know.
Okay.
But a 26th known Dunlap broadside emerged at the British National Archives in 2009, hidden for centuries in a box of papers that was captured from American colonists during the Revolutionary War.
Kind of makes you afraid to, Marie Kondo your house. You never know what you might find in the drawer that you're throwing away.
Yeah.
What was it doing in the British? What was it, the British?
It was in a box of papers that was captured from the American colonists.
Oh, I see. Oh, they captured it. I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You want to play a record here? What do you want to play to go along with your Declaration of Independence?
I thought we'd play I Want to Break Free by Queen.
By Queen, ironically.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 Queen, I Want to Break Free. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the Declaration of Independence.
Obviously.
Which was signed today, not July 4th.
Not July 4th.
Yes.
August 2nd.
1776.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Let's do it. Three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay. There are 26 surviving copies of the Declaration of Independence.
The Declaration of Independence was hidden during World War II.
And the oldest signer was 70, while the youngest was just 26.
26 years old.
Wow.
Gosh. Barely shaving at that age. That's very good. Very good. Well, you taught us something very important. So should we have maybe another holiday? We should have July 4th. And then August 2nd, maybe we should take this day off. What do you think?
I'm not against it.
Who do we talk to about this? I feel like.
Who do we? I think who puts the calendars together? I think we need to talk to those people first.
There must be an online petition for this already. There's online petitions for everything.
There really is. Right. So yeah,
we'll see.
Have to look into it.
I will add my John Hancock to it.
There you go.
Hey, Sarah, thanks so much. Back tomorrow.
Yes.
Fresh episode at 4:10. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Traffic with Ed Smith, weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols. Got some Michael Jackson, some Anita Ward, and more of your favorites on Legends 102.7.